Representative Briscoe, I would like to thank Senator Stevenson and Utah Taxpayer Association for the invite. I didn't bring anything for you to look at up there. If I'm invited again, I think I will, so you don't have to look at this face. Someone told me I had a really great radio face. I sponsored, during the session, HB 272, which I was asked to speak about today. To piggyback a little bit on just a little bit of basics here, every taxable property in the state of Utah, business and personal, pays the basic levy established by the tax commission to generate the weighted pupil unit, which is approximately $3,000. We'll use $3,000 because I don't have the real number and it's close. If a local school district cannot, after levying that property tax, cannot generate an amount sufficient to guarantee $3,000 per student, the state makes up the difference with income tax. That's a basic structure, a basic mechanism. Keep that in mind. State law allows school boards to levy board levies and voted leeway levies. So a board levy can be levied by a school board without approval by the citizens, and a voted leeway levy must be approved at an election by a majority of the citizens in a school district. We did some consolidation 4 or 5 years ago and took about 13 taxes that fund public schools and brought them down to, I think, 4 to simplify this issue. Something got lost in translation. School boards are allowed to levy taxes approved by voters at 0.002, but the state only guarantees up to 0.0016, so there's a gap. So HB 272 would do something different than Senator Fillmore. It attempts to levy, if you think back on his chart, in Park City at the top and Tinnock at the bottom and gradations in between for the 41 school districts. HB 272 would provide a mechanism for increasing those lower districts who don't have as much property to tax, and when they do tax it, doesn't generate as much wealth per child as some of the other districts, but it would require voter participation. So over 4 years, 1 year at a time, the amount the state would guarantee to those poorer districts would rise from 0.0016 to 0.0017, and the following year to 0.0018, and then after one more year, 0.0019, and after 4 years, 0.002. So in my mind, tax policy would be coherent and say, look, If you as a school board have a plan, we might call it an individualization plan, and your school board might think the best way to individualize is a significant increase in technology. Or perhaps another school board thinks we should individualize more for our students by lowering class size. Or there might be other options or combinations. We're going to take it to our voters, and we're going to make sure it's a good plan, because voters don't just approve in tax increases just because anymore. They have to be for a specific purpose. And probably if I were a school board, I would say, here's how we're going to measure it, and here's how often we're going to come back to you, and here's what we're looking for and what we think we can accomplish, and we're going to have an end date on this, like 3 years or 5 years. I'm going to come back and tell you how well we did. Then the voters have to approve it. Well, there's no incentive for some of those districts on the bottom of that chart Senator Fillmore showed you to raise on their own a voted leeway without some support, because they raise one or two and they get this much, other districts get this. I think the state should help, but I think the citizens should be involved, and I think that's a principle that the Utah Taxpayers Association supports, is taking these very important issues about funding and tax levels and the appropriate use thereof and making sure they're appropriately controlled to the citizens. And just, I co-sponsored a bill with Senator Fillmore. This is just the smallest quibble, but there is a small amount of research that shows the quality of building you put students in does have a positive effect on their learning. It's small compared to the biggest issue is the parents. What the parents do, birth to five, is the single biggest impact that has on any child's learning. And after that, it's a teacher. And the principal matters, but the quality of the school you put the children in does have a very small impact. So that's HB 272 in a nutshell. It had a $3.8 million fiscal note because there are 4 school districts in the state of Utah who currently levy voted leeways over 0.0016. The biggest one is Alpine. And if this bill were enacted, those 4 school districts would automatically qualify for an increased support, and Alpine would be the majority of that the vast majority of that 3.8 million. One of the objections on the floor was that we should spend more, give more love to board leeways. They pointed out the Grand School District, which has struggled to pass leeways. One option would be to combine the two bills in a way. One path forward to help districts like Grand might be to also do a concomitant, maybe slightly smaller increase for board leeway. I still think the platinum standard is letting the citizens vote on it, which is the gist of HB 272. Thank you very much.